TheGregShow.com.
A new documentary by filmmaker Deborah Pascali Bonaro.
Oh.
Bonaro. She made a documentary about orgasmic birth. Do you know what orgasmic birth
no,
is?
No, I don't even know what orgasmic anything is, even in life.
Orgasmic death.
No, I don't know. Oh, there's a video?
Petite muerte.
There's a video of this?
Did you know that in French, orgasm is called the little death?
No.
Le petite muerto.
In French?
Si.
I mean,
or
oui.
In Spanish.
Oui. Oui.
Is it Spanish?
Is oui. It...
Oh, boy.
Faster. Omelette du fromage. Oui. Oui.
That's what they say, I guess, when they're having an orgasm in France.
What do they say?
They say yes. Oui. Oui. No?
It sounds like they're on like a fly is on a ride.
Wee!
Like a flea.
Wee! Wee!
Is this it?
Wee! Wee!
Can I watch the video? Is this a video?
This is Amber Hartnell's labor, and the look on her face says it all. She joins a growing group of women who say instead of agony, childbirth could be ecstasy.
I don't believe
this. Amber actually had an orgasm while giving birth.
Really?
All of a sudden, the orgasm just started rolling through and
I
rolling
would love
through,
to have
and it just
a
kept
baby
coming,
like
and
that.
My whole body was spiraling and rolling.
What?
I would love to have a baby if that happened. I would keep having them.
You can't even have an orgasm without giving
That's
birth.
That's not true. And please don't say that on the air.
I know it's not true.
I
can't
like
either.
To,
so
I don't like to discuss my sex life.
Giving birth.
She's so happy.
Oops.
What happened?
All of a sudden, the orgasm just started rolling through and rolling through, and it just kept coming, and my whole body was spiraling and rolling, and I was laughing and crying. And
you were actually purring.
I was purring.
This is weird.
It
was
felt amazing.
Her.
She has
How
a...
do you...
She's
no
in
wonder
a,
that.
She's in a hot tub.
With a lesbian.
Well, the whole...
No wonder she's having a... There's another woman in there naked. This
it
is
seems
weird.
That
like,
women
how did
get off
she...
a little bit easier with other women these days.
Wait,
I don't know what it is. Are they
listen.
So angry at men that they can't have orgasms unless they're being touched or kissed, caressed by a woman?
Listen
Are women
to me.
The only ones who know how to touch another woman and make her feel good these days?
Listen, how did she know that she should be taped, that she has an orgasm during birth? It seems a little shady.
They were taping it because it was a documentary, so they
yeah,
put her
Yeah, but how did they know that she would have an orgasm?
She practiced.
What?
They practice.
How do you practice having a baby when you only have it once?
Their whole theory is that having a baby should not be a medical emergency. It should be a wonderful at-home doula experience.
A sexual orgasm.
Well, it's really not any different.
Hard to imagine? Amber, a modern dancer, and her husband Nassim, a physicist, were shocked as well. They spent many hours planning for their son's birth under a tree near their home in Hawaii.
Oh boy. But
they practiced
under a tree. What did they practice?
Giving birth.
How do you practice giving birth?
They couldn't have predicted what happened next.
She's in the hot tub.
This is
and there's a woman rubbing her ass.
Is the woman naked too?
Yeah.
So no wonder she's having an orgasm.
And that's her husband.
Where?
Your husband's there too.
In front
Just
of
after a very simple kiss.
Oh, honey.
Nassim, what was it like watching your wife in this state of ecstasy?
Well, it's not like it's unusual.
Very good.
See, that's what I mean. She's a whore.
Like, what's going on?
She's having an orgasm.
The experience didn't have to be a traumatic, painful experience. It could be an experience of ecstatic joy.
It could? Deborah Pascali Bonaro, a childbirth educator for 26 years, says the same organs involved in sexual orgasms are being stimulated during childbirth.
She's smiling.
In
she
fact,
must be
one
having
famous
orgasm
midwife
while she's
in a very
She was smiling.
She was smiling and while she was typing. She's only typing with one hand.
Look at her.
Involved in sexual orgasms are being stimulated during childbirth. In fact, one famous midwife in a very unscientific poll claims that 21% of women she surveyed had orgasms during labor. To prove it's possible at all, Deborah made a documentary called Orgasmic Birth. How come I've never heard of that before? Is this just a huge, well-kept secret?
It is, as we say, the best kept secret. I'm only asking that people open up and take a new look into birth.
So Deborah decided to film couples in the most intimate moments of labor. Like the Larders of suburban New Jersey. For their second child, Tamara and Simon wanted a natural birth at their home. They went ahead with the help of midwives, a water tub to help soothe contractions, and a whole lot of kissing.
Kissing?
We never had a water birth or a birth at home. All your three births were medical emergencies.
Yeah, well, that's not my fault.
How come it never works out like this? You had 24 hours of labor.
Because the umbilical cord was wrapped around Noe's legs.
Right, and that was scary because
Yeah, if I wasn't in a hospital, I would die until with the baby.
Yeah.
If they didn't have C-sections medically, I wouldn't have an orgasm. I would have a death. That's right.
So what happened to you was they told you to walk around a little bit first because you weren't you weren't dilating.
I wasn't dilating.
And then you started to have contractions and everything.
Yes.
24 hours later, and every time the baby would start to descend, the heartbeat would drop.
Yeah, because you're contracting too much on the umbilical cord.
And that's scary.
Yeah.
Hearing that. So if that happens while you're under a tree in a hot tub
in Hawaii,
what are you going to do? Where are you going to? You going to get an ambulance to come over while your baby's dying?
Yeah, like
you
can't.
Stupid women.
You can't predict that.
Right. So you need to have an ambulance at least standing by.
Well, people take chances like that. That they will. Everything will be all right. Yeah, I don't know. I would have had a lot of troubles. I wouldn't be here probably if I was under a tree in Hawaii. You know?
Yeah, you know what? These people, they think that having a natural birth is going to make a difference on their child's life.
They're going to be screwed up no matter what.
Yeah, they're going to be screwed up. The parents going to smack them when they get angry by accident and feel guilty like I do.
You don't smack them.
No, I did once when he was little. I smacked him. Little son of a you-know-what.
He's so cute, though.
He's so cute.
He's very handsome. I look at him and I tell him, "Do you know how handsome you are?" He goes, "No, I'm ugly."
Wait till he gets the big Junos like I have.
Oh, God. It's coming. It's actually coming. I see it. It's emerging.
I have a deviated septum on my deviated septum.
He could have it. Would you mind if he got a nose job?
I'll give him a nose job.
No, seriously. Would you mind?
No, I'm not paying for a nose job.
Why? If it makes him self-conscious and
he's going to be self-conscious no matter what. Everybody thinks they're ugly and stupid. That's part of being human.
I don't.
You don't?
I just
but you
think
are.
I'm stupid. I just think I'm ugly.
You're not ugly.
No, I think that if the boy wants a nose job and it makes him feel better about himself, why not?
Well,
why didn't you get one?
Because it's expensive and...
But it would have made you feel maybe more attractive.
I just don't ever let anyone see me in a profile.
That's impossible.
I always look directly at people.
Yeah, but you have to spend a lot of energy thinking about that, don't
I know.
You? So if you didn't have to, you'd feel better about
no,
yourself.
No, I wouldn't. I would save money. That makes me feel good.
Well, I'm going to break his nose myself and I'll adjust it. I'll just set it myself. With the dead cat's bones.
It looks romantic and sensual.
Who is
and
that?
Not words that you would associate normally with childbirth.
Yeah. The physical touch and the nurturing was just really comforting to me.
Making out a bit during labor is fun for the guy, too.
And is it fair to say that you experience an orgasmic birth?
Yes. It was happening and I could hardly breathe and I was like... Oh, that feels good, you know? That's all I could say, really.
How is that physically possible? Dr. Christian Northrup, a board-certified OBGYN and author of Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom,
plug.
Says it's basic science.
Shameless
when the
plug.
Baby's coming down the birth canal. Remember, it's going through the exact same positions as
a penis.
Something going in, a penis going into the vagina.
See, I never had that.
And labor itself is
so
associated with a huge hormonal change in the body. way more prolactin, way more oxytocin, way more beta endorphin. These are the molecules of ecstasy.
This is nature's way of providing a hormonal painkiller.
So I'm having another contraction.
But in my own experience, having given birth three times, twice naturally, my labor was decidedly unorgasmic.
Well, we're going to the hospital.
In my mind, it is excruciating and about the furthest thing from pleasure I could think of, which is, I think, how most people perceive it.
Absolutely. One's expectations change the way pain is perceived. Whenever you expect pain, you tense up your muscles. Your stress
she
hormone
looks like
levels
Barbara
go
Walters'
up.
Sister.
Don't talk about how she looks. Nobody can see this.
Oh, sorry.
So,
don't get snotty.
It's the expectation of pain, she's saying, that makes it hurt. If you expect it to feel good, it will feel good.
That increases pain.
And according to the documentary Orgasmic Birth, the hospital experience itself can increase that pain.
I get, when I drive by the hospital, I'm in pain. Yeah. I hate the freaking hospital. The hospital, that hospital that your mother was in, man.
All right.
What was that place called? New York?
Coldwater?
No.
What town? Oh, Sloan Kettering?
No, the one in on Ellis Island.
Coldwater.
Not Ellis Island. Not Coldwater.
Goldwater.
Yeah, Kohler, Goldwater. It's like...
Oh, it's like a prison.
It's like a prison. It's on Roosevelt Island.
Ugh.
You know, it's like I think it was a prison originally, and then they turned it into a hospital.
I think it was a mental institution.
Yeah.
It looks like a crazy...
Because it's like on an island right off of Manhattan, like in the middle of the East River.
Oh,
so
terrible.
So that the prisoners couldn't escape in the old days. And they turned it into a hospital. And you walk in there, and the first thing you see is like people with... no legs, just torsos on skateboards rolling around in the lobby begging for money. It's
that was my mother.
She needed something from the vending machine. She was hungry. She wouldn't eat the hospital food.
It was a sad, sad place. The problem is there's no places that have respirators. She was on a respirator. And there are no places that long-term care for that. There aren't many places.
I know. So it makes sense that the woman should have an orgasm because the man gets to have an orgasm when he, you know...
has a baby?
No, when he makes the baby, and then it's
the
woman's
turn.
Well, a woman
gets to have an orgasm, hopefully, when he makes a baby, too.
Oh, that's true. So why does she need one when she's given birth?
So it doesn't hurt. Would you rather have fun than pain? I don't believe
orgasms.
It. How many people say this, too?
How many people
a million?
Have orgasmic
yeah.
births? Well, listen.
It's so silly.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to have an orgasm while you're giving birth, I mean ladies, please do so. Call your local doula association.
Doulas suck.
And
I had a doula. Remember?
Yeah.
She's very stressful. She made me wait to have a C-section. I wanted to kill her.
A doula is the one who's supposed to help you have an enjoy
yeah,
your natural...
I didn't enjoy it.
...natural birth.
I hated her. And she left. Like, when I needed her most, she left. And you left. Everyone left me alone.
We needed to get something to eat.
No, it, you...
I love cafeteria food at the hospital. Oh, it's
you
so
ate all my food.
Oh, that too. But the cafeteria food's even better. It's like... oatmeal, 60 cents.
Oh,
eggs.
Yeah, that's right.
And
this is
cheese omelet, $1.40.
This is getting a little silly.
So when you have, ladies, if you want to have an orgasmic birth, you're going to miss
out
on the hospital food. Go online.
What do you mean? Oh, they don't go to the hospital at all?
No, they stay home.
Who wants to be home? I want to be in the hospital. I want someone to take my baby and I want to sleep. Is that wrong?
No, and get lots of painkillers.
That's right. Bring it on.
And then you can share them with me.
I asked to stay longer, but they wouldn't let me.
I know. They're like, you can go now. Oh, no,
thanks. I'm not feeling that well, though. I really need to stay another 3 days. Because nobody bothers me here. I like you people. At home, they bother me.
Greg and Stephanie. Is meaningless. TheGregShow.com.